This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Many people assume that their taxes will go down once they stop working. It might be true for some, but you know what? Not for many of us. Taxes could actually become one of our biggest expenses in retirement. That's what we're going to talk about right now. Camille, why do so many people underestimate their tax liability in retirement?
Well, the old saying used to be taxes are going to go down in retirement. The biggest thing we've seen, though, is a lot of the families that we serve and have helped, and also statistically, is you're not in a lower tax bracket because people think, oh, I'm going to need less income after I stop working. But those are usually replaced by travel and hobbies. You have fewer deductions in retirement because you're not contributing to a 401k, things like that. Also, people forget that, you know, if they've saved in the traditional way inside of 401ks or 457s and not the Roth version, those are 100% taxable. And so now you're having to draw on 100% taxable money and pay taxes on that. The other part is we got to look at Social Security. If you're getting Social Security, that could either be 0, 50, or 85% taxable based on the rest of your income. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, that's typically 100% taxable as well. And so people are always really surprised, you know, when they start adding all these things up, they're going, oh, I'm in maybe about the same or higher tax bracket than I was when I was working. And those are a lot of those factors. It's important to discuss and understand how are you withdrawing money in retirement or what can you do to pay less to the IRS?
Exactly. That's crucial for retirees, which is why we're talking about it today. So, Jeff, talk about how these unexpected taxes in retirement is going to impact someone's financial stability.
Well, a lot of people don't look forward, I should say, and they should be looking forward to taking money out of their retirement accounts, but they don't look forward to that being a big tax hit, because it's taxed as ordinary income. They also don't look at that as something that could raise what they pay on their Medicare insurance part because of their Aunt Irma. So if you make over a certain amount of money now, they'll make you pay more for your Medicare insurance. They also don't always look at, they may sell a property or sell a house and move downsize. A lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are moving out of the state and they're looking at taxes and they're going, whoa, but they don't maybe look at the state they're moving into has a really high property tax that makes up for the other taxes that they're saving. So it's something you really have to sit down and look at. Also, what money are you spending? Are you spending money from a savings account, which isn't taxed that much, right? Have you saved in a Roth IRA? Which now that money you can take out currently, I'll just say, tax-free. And so it doesn't add to your tax bill. Also, what happens if your spouse dies? See, so many people don't figure that part into their plan, that if you have a spouse and one of them passes on, you're no longer filing as a married couple, you're filing as a single person. So we really have to take a look at those things, and you should be planning ahead for it. And that's probably the biggest thing we see regrets, I will say, out there, is that they didn't plan ahead enough to when they retire. And then all of a sudden now they're going, oh, yeah, we have to take money from here. Oh, that's taxable. It's really about planning ahead. And gosh, I'm saying that word again. It's really about having a plan. And that's what we're here to help you. Put together a plan that takes in all the different aspects of your retirement and helps you understand what's the best way to spend your money. Because that's what retirement should be about, is enjoying it and spending it. And understanding that I think most people think tax rates will probably change over our lifetime and may not always change to the better. So let's plan ahead. Let's give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's put together a plan that works for you, but works now and then works in the future for you. Something that you can basically grow into and grow on and then continue to have just a marvelous retirement. Give us a call, 916-884-2584.
Yeah, take advantage of this. Give them a call. It is complimentary, guys. We can't emphasize that enough. The other thing you can do is head to their website, monolithfinancial.com. Great resources there on that website. You can even look for Camille's book that she has written and get that complimentary. If you want, text the word book to our phone number, 916-884-2584. I just wanted to get that in, too. So today we're talking about taxes in retirement and good information here from Jeff and Camille. So, yeah, it's easy to see why so many retirees can be caught off guard, Camille. I'm 65. Two of my girlfriends, best friends, have lost their spouses here. Yeah, in the last...
That's so young,
isn't that
too.
Crazy?
And so unexpected.
So unexpected, except for that they each got cancer. So, you know, you always hope for the best. Think, oh, they'll get it. They'll go on remission. And, you know, we'll have them here for another 10, 15 years. But not the case there. So let's talk about that. What can people do to reduce that tax burden in retirement?
Unfortunately, life events like you had just mentioned about your friends, that's never something we plan for, right? But we can have a plan should that come about. And especially with taxes. So if you lose a spouse, one of the biggest things, and I know there's a lot going on. Well, first off, we have a great resource to help guide you on what needs to happen immediately, 30, 60, 12 months to kind of ease what do you have to take care of. So if you need that resource, please give us a call. We'll send that out complimentary. Our client families are constantly asking for multiple copies of that to share with their family and friends as well. Because it is tough to go through that and navigate. But if you lose your spouse, one of the biggest things to look at is, what can we do tax-wise for you? If we've got time left in the year, are there some Roth conversions to do? Are you getting some life insurance to help change some 100% taxable money into tax-free money before you go into the single tax bracket? Because it's the last year you're going to file as a married couple. But when we look at overall tax planning and how to help, the biggest thing I, and Jeff loves to say this too, is there's a difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Tax preparation is when we file our taxes during tax season and we say, here's what I did this year, and now tell me what I owe or what I'm going to get back. You know, a lot of times you've got planners out there, they're looking, how do I save you money for this year? It's not 5, 10, 15 years in the future, right? It's how do I save you money right now? That's tax preparation. Tax planning is more of the long game, considering that entire retirement journey and making decisions for a more tax-efficient retirement, not only today, but tomorrow, and as you pass on your legacy. So that's really the key differences in understanding how do you do tax planning.
Okay. So navigating taxes, obviously, it's going to be tricky in retirement. And, you know, you really shouldn't try to do it alone. Talk about some of the common mistakes people make when they're trying to do it on their own, Jeff.
Well, we're seeing a lot of regrets that people didn't start putting money into either a Roth IRA or a 401k Roth. Because what they're seeing is they're not in a lower tax bracket. And so when they start taking these large retirement accounts, you know, they may have $500,000 or $1 million in a retirement account, that is all going to be taxed as ordinary income. And then here's the other thing. If your spouse dies, guess what? You get that all taxable account now at a rate that is at a higher tax rate. So you're at a lower tax bracket. It doesn't make sense. Why not plan for something like that happening? Or why not plan now? We've got a couple of ours that for the last 5 years, they've been taking $150,000. It keeps them at the 22% tax bracket. And they're converting their retirement accounts to Roth IRAs. So they have already done over $750,000 in conversions over a five-year period of time.
Ooh, wow.
The challenge right now, though, people out there listening, is we may have a change in the tax brackets. So depending upon what happens, we have a sunset clause in 2026 that goes back to the old tax brackets. You really should be tax planning all the way. I tell you, the biggest regret I think most people have is the amount of taxes that they're going to have to pay. You look at just being in California, you're not only paying federal taxes, but then you're also paying taxes state, right? But after you pay all those taxes, the money left over, well, now you're paying property taxes. And by the way, you're paying also sales taxes. That's coming out of the money that you've already paid taxes on. It can get quite expensive, you know, depending upon the state you live. So one of the big things we talk about, and we're not CPAs, but we just know stuff, that you really want to be conscious going into retirement, and then now even when you're in retirement, of what taxes will do to the monies that you have. And how are your different, we call them buckets of money, taxed? And then how do we withdraw from them in the most tax-efficient way? Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's see, in a 15-minute conversation, that we could go ahead and help you be more tax efficient, or we can give you ideas on to better your retirement. Think of that. Whatever you're dreaming about in retirement, wonder if one more dream was fulfilled. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584.
Interest payments on our ballooning national debt now exceed every other individual budget item except Social Security. So given the expected continued growth of our government debt, many people believe that it is reasonable to conclude that tax rates are going to go up in the future. So, Jeff, tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, our thoughts is let's get less money in taxable accounts. That should just make a lot of sense to people. Mm-hmm. Understand that a big portion of your planning is how do I get more non-taxable money to spend. Here's the second part. When I gift this money, when this money passes on after we're done using it, how do we gift it in the least taxable way? There's just some great ideas out there. One of the things is, you know, if you have a stock and it's gone way up in value, currently, if you pass that on after you die, you get a step up in, well, you don't. Your heirs get a step up in basis of the value. So let's say you bought a stock and it was $2 and now that stock is $100. Well, there's a lot of gain. And let's say you bought $2,000 worth and now you have $100,000 worth in that stock. Well, if you pass that on, your heirs currently don't have to pay taxes on that extra $98,000. They get stepped up to the value being $100,000, and then anything over that would then be taxable. So there's different portions, I'll just say, of what you work so hard to achieve that now you can carve them out for different reasons. One thing we see a lot of people not take advantage of, these darn required minimum distributions that you have to take. Well, after 70 and a half, you could take up to $100,000 of that money and donate it to a church or a charity, and it goes directly to them. Well, you don't have to pay taxes on that. And so many people we see that aren't our clients yet, but they go ahead and take money out of their IRAs, pay the taxes, and then they go ahead and give the money to the charity.
Oh, see?
But that's an easy fix. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea is to talk to financial people, talk to us at Monolith Financial Group, and understand there are ways to help better your retirement plan, both tax-wise and enjoyment-wise. Mm-hmm. So it's really about we're here to help you put together a plan that's going to fit you.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously we know we can expect tax rates to go up in our future, especially retirees, right? We're going to be retired for 20, 30 years. So talk about, for those people who have stopped working and are now retired, you know, talk about how this could impact them.
Well, there's, I mean, so many ways. And honestly, it's what we've just seen. It's just not taxes. It's inflation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see, talk to so many people that are like, you know, we never thought that we'd have to pay attention to what we're buying at the store. But lately, we're paying attention to what we're buying at the store. Things have just gone up so quickly, so fast. So it's really about, and I'll say it again, is not having that plan that has checks and balances. It's not having that financial advisor that you can call up and say, you know, we were getting $5,000 a month. We'd really like $6,000 a month. How will that affect our plan? And so we can just sit down with you and put those numbers into your plan and go, you know what? You're still going to be okay. You're going to be fine. Or, you know what? We're going to start taking a little bit of money out of your savings because it's not taxable and it's more spendable for you. Or we're going to say, you've got all that money sitting in that IRA and you can go ahead and make some Roth conversions each year and stay in that same low tax bracket that you're in. Why don't we do that? So there's a lot of great planning that could be done. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. It's not too late or too soon to make your retirement better.
The other thing you can do is check them out on their website, too. Just head to monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. And we're so happy to have you along with us today. So, all right, earlier here in the show, we were talking about the importance of integrating tax planning with someone's overall retirement plan. So, Camille, why don't you walk us through, and your dad kind of touched on them too, but walk us through some specific tax management strategies that we could put in our plan.
Yeah, and Jeff and I are continuously talking about tax efficiency in retirement planning. And I think that is one of the biggest reasons a lot of people are constantly calling us and coming in, because they're going, I haven't really thought about taxes and how that plays into my planning long term. Or they're starting to get nervous of, you know, paying more to the IRS. And so what we actually do as part of actually the E in our dream retirement plan is efficient tax strategies. So I'll take someone's tax return and actually enter it in and find out by implementing some of these strategies, how many tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars can we save for them over the lifetime of their accounts. And it's pretty amazing how just small tweaks can make the biggest impact. And some of those things are going to include, like Jeff had mentioned, Roth conversions.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a big way to make a huge impact. Now you're still going to pay taxes, but the idea is, how do you overall pay less to the IRS, right? Also looking at tax loss harvesting to reduce the amount of capital gains. So if you've got like an individual joint account out there, that's really important to pay attention to. Diversifying taxes by spreading and having all those different buckets to pull monies from, that can be huge in creating a longer lifespan for your retirement funds altogether. Also, when you look at taking money out of, let's say, your Roth or your tax-free accounts, that actually could reduce what you owe in Social Security tax. Social Security is, as far as your total income, it can either be 0, 50, or 85% taxable. But then there's, I call her wonderful Aunt Irma, who likes to reside in your house for about 2 years, and she charges you rent for her to live there. And that's the Medicare Part B tax. And that's one that it's not talked about a lot. And it's a surprise for so many because they've saved that traditional way. And so we really look at all the little areas of how do we help you pay less to the IRS and keep more spendable in your pocket. And that all starts with giving us a call at 916-884-2584. Or I do go over some of these strategies in my book, Countdown to Retirement. So we are offering that complimentary. You just have to text the word book to 916-884-2584, and you're going to get the whole book, not just one chapter. So it's really important to understand what can you do now to improve the lifespan of your retirement savings.
All right. And thank you again for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with Father Daughter Legacy Team, Jeff and Camille. So, all right. So many strategies for managing taxes in retirement. Jeff, tell us how you help someone figure out the best strategy for them.
Well, we actually sit and talk to them and listen to them. I'm always surprised when it's a surprise that when you sit and talk with people and they're like, well, usually we sit down with advisors and they tell us stuff and they tell us, you know, what we're going to make and what we're, you guys actually want to know us and you want to know what we want to accomplish and, you know, how we want to go and see our grandchildren and our travel ideas, or we want to go play golf more. I've got a really good friend. He loves to go fishing, you know, and so how can he have a fishing boat and go fishing? So it's really about spending time with you and understanding you, because your strategy is unlike anybody else's. Yours is going to be yours, and it's going to be you. And if you have a spouse, you and your spouse. And we're going to really look at, you know, what happens, like you're saying, if you're only 65 and you lose a spouse, but what happens also if you're 70? So we do also listen to you, but then we ask you a lot of good questions. And I'll tell you, I'd say, what, Camille, probably half the questions you ask, we ask the clients that come in, they're like, oh, we never thought about that. Yeah, we should do that. Give us a call. 916-884-2584. If it's for nothing else but to get us to ask you questions you may have never thought about asking yourself, call us now. 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.